Okay, there's season two, episode three, potato coming. No, it'll be once in a life experience. No, it won't. Everybody's going. Don't exaggerate, Percy. We're not going. Miss Muggins for the supply shop isn't going. You know perfectly well that Miss Muggins is bedridden from nose down. Besides, she's only on occasion by making great comedy pie, in the shape of an enormous pie. What imagination that woman has. Crowd cheering outside. Come on, Edmund. Great explorer of your age is coming home. Streets have never been so gay. Women are laughing, children singing. Look, there's a man being seriously assaulted by nine foreign soldiers who've still got a smile on his face. Lord Percy, return us the water. Oh, what a big ship I've got, Riley. A matter of supreme indifference to me. Look, if you're not careful, all the children will dance around outside the window, seeing a southpaw's grumpy face. You won't want that, would you? Believe I could survive it. Now, Percy, you get out before I cut your head off, scoop out the insides, give it to your aunt and mother as a vase. Well, Clot, most certainly dressed creature in Christendom. One exception, my lord. Baldric, you look like a deer. Thank you, my lord. You look a bit of a ducky yourself. What do you want? I was wondering if I might have the afternoon off. Who do you think you are? Lord Tyler? You can have the afternoon off when you die, not before. I want to cheer some brave subaltern home. Today I feel proud to be a member of the greatest kingdom in the world, and doubtless many of them are other members of the animal kingdom. Feel the same way, cheering, crowd cheering outside. Look, will you shut up, bloody bulls, blowers, pants off the mumbo drum land, come over with troubled disease. Suntan, a bag of brown, lumpy things. Everyone's got a picture of them in the laboratory. Laboratory. You mean, well, how about people that do all the work? I know people that do all the work. I mean, look at this. What is it? A surprise you've got, my lord. It's a rhetorical question. No, it's a potato. To you, it's a potato. To me, it's a potato. But to Sir Walter Raleigh, the country's estates, the five encourages. Many girls his tongue can cope with, making a fortune out of it, things. People building houses of them. Be eating them next. Stranger things have happened. The horse becoming pope. Horse becoming pope. Look at the door. I'm a guard. Probably some bird with a parrot on his shoulder. Saying plus the realms of Sir Francis Drake. God behind. Kids singing south. What's grumpy face outside. Seems like mummy. Why aren't you at school? Blackadder started talking to himself. I see. Yes, it's the only way you can be sure of some intelligent conversation. What do you want? Just looked on my way to Paris to welcome some water. What if you care to accompany me? I think about, I don't think above that. 3 hours of bluff seaman talk by picking up the weevils out of biscuits, drinking urine, not my idea of a good time. A servant, my hat. Potato? Thanks, I don't. You haven't come to this fad of dressing up. There are half allotments in Nottingham Forest. There you go, my lord. Thank you. You have? Just as well, you're not coming. You're not very popular court at the moment, I think. Probably can probably leave this to tomorrow in the morning. In fact, I'll come, the Queen and I will be the only ones, even vaguely, sensibly dressed. Who is it, Milchy lad? Milchy lady. Stop, close your eyes, now winter. Ahoy there, me shivery matey. Hi ho, ho. Right, open your eyes, thank you, Majesty. And what's the matter, Milchy? Beg your pardon, my lady. I wanted to greet the gallant sailor who held me. As I came in, perchance, he was hallowed. Anchor, sweat, sailed away. No, it's me, Mercy. Surely not, utterly rather creep. Now what's this barnacle bottom, heretic favoured, binge rats and water, rather wally Riley then? He's better than sighting one of his potatoes, but he adds a frightful old ladder. He's indubitably no sea dog around him. With a hee-ho-ho and perhaps a venture, a bottle of rum into the bargain, whistle sound, it's him, oh God. Do I look at the divine and regal, yet at the same time very pretty and very accessible? You're a very jolly Jack Tar dream, Messi, and thought as much. Rather gorgeous. Very gorgeous, I think, of marrying him. Madam, is that not a rash? I don't think so. It wouldn't be your first little rash, if it was. Chain and pulling, madam, splice, me timber some water. It's back here, you see, almighty. Oh, sorry, she said hello. She might. I have brought her gifts and dominions beyond the wildest dreams. Sure, I had some pretty wild dreams, you know. I'm not sure what you mean. But the other day, there was an enormous tree I was sitting on top of it. I dreamt at once I was a sausage roll. Sorry, so excited, don't know what I was saying. Come on, Sir Walter. I want to hear about absolutely everything. Prepare to hear tales of terrible hardship, endurance, and woe. We It all set sail from Plymouth in spring. Of 1552. Remember Lord Blackadder? No. Well, you see, he's a sort of pasty landowner. Always despised. Well, quite. Don't crowd Sir Walter, Edmund. Said it twice last week. I fought in hand again to combat with a man, two heads, no body hair. Warrant the most sweet thing has happened to that poor big prawn. The day he said forgot to put sogo in the porridge. Gosh, you know what nice sakes. Why I held the six seas of the world in one hand. He couldn't even put six gulp stubbers in his mouth. Clearly no hoper, isn't he? Certainly is. My bedroom's just upstairs, you know. I handed to Sir Walter. They are only seven seas. I only knew people speaking. But he says, do not count the sea about round the Great Good Hope. It's called a sea of certain death, and no sailor has crossed it alive. What extraordinary coincidence. What's extraordinary coincidence? Just, I was planning a jaunt around the Cape of Good Hope myself. Leaving a week on Thursday, I think. Really? Yes, and now I'm sorry. Sorry, I forgot your name. Was turned caught smells of fish on half of mine set up. Of noon. Turn that jelly, you have no mind at all. Perhaps a mind that knows of fear, that's true. Do you know no fear? Yes. I do rather laugh in the face of fear, tweak. Knows of terror? Gosh, I mean, I've forgotten how dizzy you are. Well, round the cape is going beach so hard. Makes your hand head bleed. Some sort of hat would probably along the great demons leap from the water, swallow the ship's hull. I just remember to pack large of my two shrimping nets. Edmund, you're completely wonderful. If you do this, I'll probably marry you. Oh, yes. And who will be your captain? In my mind, there's only one seafarer. If you know marvels to terminate our journey, who is that? Rum, of course. Captain Redbeard Rum. Well done. Test testing. Where do I find him on a Tuesday? If I remember his habits, usually on the up this old sea dog. And where's the old sea dog on Tuesdays? He's on me in bed with the captain. Oh, my lady. Oh, he leaves the rum. Which high you foot in the ship? The ship, can we shake in it? Or are you of a woman's hand, my lord? Wages your dainty pinkies? They'll weigh the anchor in the storm. Well, you might there, my old skin, my lord. Wages never lashed a cat of a cat. Been rubbed with salt and afraid of thy parrot teeth. Make fine stuffings for his best cabin boy. Says this canny, don't know. How you do it, we'll write again. Why should I let a stupid cockle like you aboard my boat, perhaps for the money in my purse, or a woman's purse? But wages that purse never use a rowing boat. Wages never ever had 16 shipwrecked barons tossing it. Right again, Rome. I must say, when it comes to tales of courage, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. You have a woman's mouth, my lord. The wages that a mouth never had a chew for a side of a ship escape a dreadful spin-leaf killerfish. I might say, then I come to see you. I had no idea I was going to have to eat your ship as well as I ate. And since you're clearly mad as a mad goose, Bungoose, I bid you farewell. Courteous the queen. They nothing but lapdogs to slip of a girl. Better a slip of a girl than a git. So you have some funk in you. Don't worry, lady, I'll come. Just let us set sail as soon as we can. Fetch my first mate. Return as fast as my legs will carry me. Your women legs, my lord, I wager those legs. Those have not been sliced clean off by failing sail and swept to sea before your very eyes. Neither have yours. What's that's where you're wrong. Oh my god, no point changing your mind now. Whole thing suicide anyway. What's the first mate's name, Percy? Nautical cove. Well, sort of wet fish. I'm not coming. I mean, of course, very keen on this trip. Well, first of all, you got an appointment with Nautical Flatness and ours next year. Sorry, my lord, I thought it was because you're a complete coward. Don't be ridiculous, Bobbitt, you know me. I am laughing in the face of danger. Tweak, the nose of dreadful Finley killerfish is not one of my your milk tops. Tops you scared out of your mind. But the sight of William Walter screams with fear. Yes, right, I admit it, I'm terrified. See, Baldrick, the baby is savaged by Turbot. Oh, Baldrick, you think a plan to get me out of this? You'd hide, my lord. I will hide. Brilliant. Where? In the box. Which one? Perfect. Let's practice, Edmund. Come in and says, hello, Baldrick. Have you seen Percy? Have you? And you say, no, my lord, I haven't seen him all day. Brendan, oh my God, here he comes. Hello, Bullers. Where the hell's the Credin Percy? Have you seen him? Yes, my lord, he's hiding in the box. Come on, Daddy Bean. Hurry up, otherwise we've missed the hide. Tired of that old Redman, I'm so proud. Just my complete hero, oh my dear. I'm going now. Madam, during my journey, you did occasionally spare me a fault, and perhaps a big old grief again, deem my certain death mere inconvenience. Oh, Ned, I've written a pardon for him. Madam Mars, the night is dark, and the dogs go bark, and the clouds are dark. The goats go crack, and the sky blue, the cows go moo. Think of lonely Queenie. She'll be thinking of you. Blows. It's called Edmund. Shakespeare gave me a hand with a title. The rest is my own work. Tush and tie, my tiddly. Didn't always make such pretty speeches. This was twinkling of a toe. Since you say nothing but dizzy, go pop, pop. Put a bung in it, Nursey. Now I'm sure that Merchie and Morley want to say something as well. Yes, indeed. Goodbye, both grandfather. I say bomb and barge, but no point. Be dead in 3 months. I hope I love you, Walter. I hope you know that. Farewell, Blackadder. Foremost co-professor lad. Pay this for you. It's a map of Rugby Transparency. Be very grateful to you just for the inn. As you go along, goodbye. Voices heard outside. What's that? To Tilbury, my hearties, the wind and the sails, all is in the locks. Unless we must go us away. Laddie is my captain. Come on. Go on beard, let's all legs. Well, Captain, I wish you luck, the bottom of my heart. You're a woman's bottom, my lady. I weighed you sweet round pair of pears. Never been false, twixt two splintered planks to plug a leak or save a ship. Certainly haven't. I'm quite pleased about it. What's wrong with a woman's bottom? Not fat big enough, madam. Mine might be. In that case, my little pudding, light, that's beat. I wish no longer. I know I'm only bluff old cove with no legs, beard that could hide lose a badger. In but you take me, are we willing to captain you the ship forever? They say, yes please, I'll be back. We'll all be back, Edmund. This is it. Oh, have you got clean underwear? Don't eat foreign food. Watch out for strange men. Discover me a country. Bring me back a vegetable. Oh, everything, madam. I can show do all I can. Well, don't wait up, gosh. Well, that's the last you see of him. 3 months' time, he's dead as a dead dodo. Oh, Sir Walter, well, Walter, really? Sir Walter, ha-ha. Ah, not joining us in the ha-ha, Percy. No, I'm thinking of England, the girl left behind me. Oh, God, no, what, you had a girl? Oh, yes, Lady Caroline Fairfax. Caroline, I don't know you, didn't know you knew her. Oh, yes, I didn't even touch her once, touched her once. Once in the corridor. I never heard it called that before. When you got home in 6 months, you'd be a hero. She might even let you get your hands on her twice. Fear not. Why not? Because you'll never get home. You're doomed, condemned to walk the grave. Captain was legless. Rubbish, hardly touched a drop. No. I mean, you haven't got any legs. You meet right there. Carry on, sorry. We've got no hope. No hope of ever returning. On the contrary, we're certain to return. Because, me old sot, we're not going to keep our good hope. What? Going to France? France? Well, surely France has been discovered. We're French for a start. Precisely, it's a trick. We just camp for 6 months, get a good suntan, come home, pretend we've been round the Cape, get all the glory, master plan, me young master. One that leads me to make an announcement myself. Truth is, I don't know the way this is Good Hope. Cape of Good Hope anyway. What are you going to do? Stay running around the Isle of Wight? So everyone gets dizzy? Then head for home, you old rascal. Still, who cares? The day of tomorrow, we're being callous. Cadden set sail for France to rally. So you don't know the way to France either. No, I must confess that too. Bugger, he's only been gone 3 days. I'm missing him already. Well, thanks, madam. I might assume you still further. The truth of my tales of my ventures. Like what? Perhaps the one the mayor pirate king, crew, she's entirely a man called Roger, heard it. Maybe we could stretch and tell all the time that the water was eaten by a hammerhead shark. Yes. All right, try that one. Well, madam, that the water was almost eaten by a shark. My thing is, it was exactly the same shape as that hour. Oh, God, you could better come up with some presents. or going off the forest completely. I'll tell you something else. Edward Wright, you do smell a fish. Pity, says Regardley. There's no need to panic. Someone in the crew would know who helped to steer this thing. Crew, my lord? Yes, a crew. What crew? For it is common maritime practice for a captain ship to have a crew. Penny divided on that subject. Really? All the other captains say it is. I say it isn't. Oh, God. Where's a brush? So what about his difference for your signature, Majesty? Good. Any news of Edmund? Well, of course, they should be nearing you and drinking stage by now. Don't be horrible, Milkshire. Edmund would rather die of fear. It may be wishful thinking, Majesty. Lock your door. Enter. As so soon? You said today. Yes, well, not feeling very thirsty at the moment. I had a cup of full of stagnant water 3 weeks ago. Right, let's get on with it. Shall we drink each other's or stick it on our own? Can Ron join us and bring a sample body? He's swiggling on his own for 3 ages. He said he actually likes it, actually. Kind of eating study before the water run out. Oh, God. Well, let's get on with it. It's always the same, isn't it? We all get all keyed up. Then it can't go. I've done 2 bottles. All right, then, pour it out. It should come to this, drinking Baldrick's water. Down the hatch. Down the hole. Ah, France, at last. Know me, young master. Through fair winds and fine seamanship, our vessel once more edged up the shores of Old Blighty. By lucky chance, we landed at Southampton Dock fairly well. Last one up the old sea dog. It's a lick of the cat. Don't look much like Southampton to me, my lord. Well, these steams are molten lava. That steamy Mogo swamp and that crowd of natives rubbing their tummies, pointing a large pot. Oh, God, where are they now? They haven't been eaten by cannibals. They should be back any minute now. Madam, Edmund, you're alive. Oh, yes. You silly fiend. No, Percy, madam. And your monkey, your majesty. Where's Captain Rum? Bad news, my lady. Rum is dead. Do not spare, good lover. He died a hero's death. Give him life, his friend might live. And his enemies might have something to do with the potatoes. You mean they put him to the pot? If the answer was a fair-night sailor for a first-rate second course. However, he did manage to save something of him for a memento, my lucky stars, to wear it always, to remind me of him. However, madam, I have never turned my mind. Can't help remembering. Talk of wedding bells. No, I'm completely bored of this, Flores. If you hadn't brought me in prison, I'm going to have you executed. I only let her rally off because you blubbed. Made to the block. Prison, please? Yes, my madam. Well, there was one thing, madam. My extraordinary gift for lining up paradise we visited. Hurry up, what is it? A stick. Is a stick for Lord Bavler? Yes, but a special, very special stick. Because when you throw it away, come back. Well, that's no good, because when I throw things away, I don't want them to come back. You, get rid of it, certainly, madam. What else have you brought? Well, there's little time of picking the weevils out of biscuits. What do I do with a death warrant? Oh, Edmund, it's wonderful. What about Mercy Raiden? Really? You must have brought something for them, too. Now, has he got a beard? I've got a stick. What about the 2 boys? Oh, yes. Well, there was one thing good. Fine wine from the Far East. A delicious beverage. Here, about these boys. Tell us what you think. I certainly had plenty of noise. Oh, yes, this is very familiar. I'm sure we'll be glad to hear there is also the fly. The giants of the water have discovered new worlds and new nations. No, Bagado thought them mad. He tried his hand at navigation. Bagado. He saw the oceans foam. Bagado. Should have stayed at home. Bagado. Heard a new worlds called Bagado. Discovered, bugger all.